Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about fighting back. How can Americans fight back, dig ourselves out of a hole, so to speak? We heard a threat from Hillary Clinton yesterday declaring that unless the Dems take back, now this is paraphrasing, take back control, there will be no civility. There can be no civility. Can you believe that? It's kind of like the old thug movies where the gang comes in and uses extortion from the little shop owners and says, pay us for protection or we can't guarantee you something bad won't happen. Well, bullies can be dealt with. No blue wave come November. November is a day for you to take back your nation. Take it back from the socialists, the globalists, who wish to destroy our constitutional republic. So fight back with your vote in November. Now, our economy has been abused by elected officials. We're not going to give either side of the aisle any kind of reprieve on this because they're both guilty. It's coming from bad policies, policies pleasing to their own pockets, not to American businesses and consumers. These bad policies are now being busted up little by little. And it will take some time for Americans to truly see the rise in our own personal economies. There's another thing we can do, and that's listen to those businessmen and businesswomen who have stayed steadfast and true to Made in America. Buy American. Make a commitment in your life to do your research, whatever item it is you're shopping for. And, of course, don't forget the shop. To shop at CSC, got a little plug in here, at CSC Talk Radio's new page, the All-American Market page. It's just csctalkradio.com and click on All-American Market. Today, we're going to feature Liberty Tabletop. I cannot brag enough about this flatware. They are just, it's beautiful and so many patterns to choose from. And I'm looking forward to other items. Today, as I was looking at their website, I was looking at different things that they have, and I want to talk to Greg about that today, too. Now, I'm kind of an old-fashioned, believe it or not, but there's nothing homier than a nicely set table, and the family's kind of a, you know, Norman Rockwell picture or Hallmark picture, card picture, sitting down to a meal together. A nicely, it doesn't have to be fancy-dancy, just a nicely set table. And that's kind of that vision is kind of getting rare today in our hurried society. But when it happens, the worth of the love and the home is strengthening. Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop is our guest again today. We're going to learn more about their flatware, their dinnerware, and even maybe their cookware if we've got time to talk about all of it. Greg and his partner didn't just happen to commit to Made in America. They saw firsthand how virtually important it was, vitally important, high quality products, especially flatware businesses, because that's what they knew. It's not just good for them, but how important it was for the consumers. Variety is important too, and that's what I was talking about. They've offered you a great variety, and your family is unique, and what pattern might be Beth Ann's favorite won't necessarily be your favorite. Greg, we welcome you back to CSC Talk Radio, and we had to fight back when you started your business. You did, as fighting for lives and fighting for flatware and fighting for business and fighting to keep things made here in America. We welcome you back, and we thank you for all that you've been through.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on again. It's a pleasure, and I'll just let you know that we are fighting back one fork at a time.
That's two arms. Well, that's funny. But, you know, I told you that my youngest son, and it really was a coincidence, if you believe in coincidences, I went down there to visit them because I because I like to visit him, but I also needed, his wife is a doctor of physical therapy, and she's been taking care of my arm since I broke it in February, so I went down to get analysis and play with the grandkids, too. And we sat down, and I mean, it was bad. They didn't hardly have a fork in the house. And I looked at him, and I said, you guys need some flatware. They go, yeah, we do. We're kind of stuff. I said, really? I said, well, it just so happens. And so we started talking about you and tabletop, and she jumped right on it. And they've already got their flatware, and my son was bragging about it. He just absolutely loves it. He says, it's just really nice to sit down at the table and pick up a fork and a knife. He said his wife had made some chicken cordon bleu, and he picked up what we call the table knife. And he said it cut through it like it was butter. He says, oh, my gosh, this is sharp. And then he looked at his wife. He says, my Leah can't play with the butter knives anymore.
Well, that's a fellow downstairs by the name of Kurt. And he puts the nice blade edge on there and puts the serration on there. And that's he does a very nice job of that.
He was excited about it. But apparently that tells you the quality of the flatware they'd been using for several years. And some of it had disappeared. So, like I said, I was kidding them when I got there because they sat down and I can't remember what they cooked. Anyway, they didn't hardly have any tableware, and I was kidding them. It's not like they were poor or anything. They just hadn't done it. So they have their tableware now, and they're pretty excited about it. He says it's a delight every time they sit down to eat.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And Will and I just got back from our biannual benchmarking trip to the stores, and I know exactly what you're talking about because we compare not only prices but also quality and those type things. And some of the things that you see out there are just absolutely mind-boggling in terms of how can anybody ever or why would anybody ever want to eat with this?
Well, they don't last. And I think that's what they had. Whatever they had when they got married, and it just didn't last. So they were down to just scraps of tableware and flatware. And so their mom noticed it.
Right.
But anyway,
you were mentioning earlier in the introduction about how everybody's taste isn't the same.
That's right.
And when we first started out the Liberty Tabletop brand about 5 or so years ago. We didn't actually buy any of the molds or dyes from the former company. So we didn't have one pattern that we could call our own.
So they're all unique to Liberty.
Right. So, well, the first step was, we knew that all of the other flatware companies in the marketplace had done extensive research and had 100-plus years and in some cases an experience in what sells and what doesn't. And when we went to the trade show, we were overwhelmed by companies with 100 to 200 different patterns, ranging from stuff that we recognized to things that look like twigs with a fork on the end of it. Mm. So what we decided to do, and what I think makes a lot of sense, is we went shopping. And from Walmart all the way up to Williams-Sonoma and Neiman Marcus, and looked on the shelves and found out what everybody else across different companies, brands, were selling, and we narrowed the list down to some classics. The other part of that interesting benchmarking process is, the stores aren't going to invest in things that don't sell. So when you find something sitting on the shelf, behind that is a merchandising manager that's looking at his ROI per square inch of that shelf space, and we know that they've pretty much done the research for us. So we started out with about 20 patterns, which we call the classics. The sleek one, the teardrop one, the fiddleback, the colonial, some with flowers, some that are plain, some with just lines around them. And that's how we brought our first product offering out there. So,
and we're going into a break here. I'm looking at all these patterns, and I was looking at them this morning. I was really quite distracted because I was searching your website, and I was looking at all the patterns. We're heading into a break. I want to talk about that and some other things that we got on our list to talk about today. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're promoting Buy American, Liberty Tabletop. It's time to think about Christmas. It's time to think about maybe renewing and refreshing your tabletop. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to say a little something about the commercial you just heard with Liberty Tabletop. We're working on getting a new one produced here because Greg and I failed to communicate, and I will take the blame for that. But he is also giving 10% off anyone who orders flatware or anything from their website and uses the promo code Beth Ann. But you have to use the promo code Beth Ann and you get 10% off. And my daughter-in-law was pretty excited about that. I don't even know what pattern they bought, Greg, because I talked to my son. I said, what pattern did she choose? She goes, he says, I don't know.
but he
really loves it. It fits his hands, I guess. He's got pretty good sized hands. He's a big kid. He's 6'2", and so he's a pretty good sized boy, and takes after his mother.
Well, hopefully he got one of those nice hollow handle patterns because they're very large and they're ergonomically designed for the men love them.
Yeah, and that I don't know what she picked out, but he does like it, and they're excited to have the tableware, the flatware. So you know, it's just something that it was really fun because he was really excited about it. I haven't got to talk to Becky about it, but he was really excited about it. But moving on, we were talking about the patterns and how many different ones you have, and I was going through them today and looking at the different ones, and there were several that. Well, I liked them all, actually, but there's only some that I would actually put on my tables because of my personality. Everybody's different. But the one that really caught my eye this morning, and it's probably It would probably be one that I would think if you were into the nautical, like if you lived in Maine or Vermont and some of those areas, you know, or the coastal lines, the Old Harbor. Mm-hmm. I thought it was beautiful.
Absolutely. It's one of what we would call our affinity patterns, because after we finish sort of coming up with our renditions of what you would commonly find in the marketplace, which covers pretty much everybody's taste, we had to do something new and unique. And because of our tooling efforts that we and staff that we have, Eric Lawrence specifically, we said, well, why don't we set out and make some very unique patterns that'll just be absolutely stunning in design. But what if those patterns involved something that people were passionate about? Mm-hmm. And what if it really spoke to people's taste or something like that? And then what if we could figure out patterns that would have a certain style that you could associate with audiences on places like Facebook, where you could market them very efficiently and effectively directly to people who are into that type thing? And Old Harbor was our second such pattern like that. And you're absolutely correct. Our biggest market for that, the Facebook marketing was done regionally with different graphics for each area. But the Northeast has been the one that has really, you know, the New England area has been the one that has really embraced that pattern and drive sales.
And I was thinking about, you know, even here in Missouri, we're little flyover states, but we have the big Lake of the Ozark area, and I've got some friends that have places down there, and they live there part of the year, and then they live somewhere else the other part of the year, and they have to, so you have to have a full kitchen already supplied and everything. You can't just keep dragging things back and forth, and something like mm-hmm. that Old Harbor would be just beautiful down there, and just be beautiful in the kitchen, just, you know.
Right.
Just
camps, you know, in Minnesota, up at the lake, Florida, Florida homes, mm-hmm. Southern California, Northern California. It really does well all around the coast of the United States, but also inland where there is a nautical theme.
And one that I get a big kick out of is Woodstock. Now, is that your newest pattern?
That is our newest pattern. It's in pre-sales. I think the 16th is the official launch of that. And again, people love music. There's a lot of people that are sort of into that 60s style.
Oh, yeah.
My sister included, but even young people seem to embrace it. So Eric did a fantastic job of designing a pattern that hits criteria one. It's really cool looking. The second thing is we can use musical taste. We can use clothing taste. We can use all sorts of different criteria on Facebook to directly reach out to people with a message that they're going to relate to. And the response, if you look on the Facebook comments, is, wow, must have this, like. They're tagging their friends because they think they would like it. It's the same thing as the Calavera, the skull pattern. It's repeating itself.
It's the peace sign, the old peace sign, and mm-hmm. the flowers, like the flower child and the flower children, you know, back in the day. I'm not really telling my age, am I? But anyway, it's a beautiful piece. You have to be into that to enjoy it, but it really is. It's nostalgic for me because I grew up in that time. So it's a beautiful piece. I just love it. I think it's a great idea. And I think my brother would really like that one because he's kind of into that. But there, you've got the patriotic sets, which, like I said, I love all of them. And when I look at it, I always think of what will the men in my family like to hold, too, because it's got to please everybody's hands. I'm much smaller. I was making fun of being my son taking after me because he's a foot taller than I am. But the one that I like to is kind of sleek, and that's the Betsy Ross. And you have several that are in that kind of like that, but I really like the Betsy Ross one.
Right. The modern trend in flatware is, you could maybe call it a, you know, a Norwegian type thing where it's very sleek. There's no pattern on it at all. Looks very clean. There's a couple reasons for that. One, I think that whole style is predominant. But also, the companies overseas don't really have the tooling expertise that we have and that a lot of other companies here in the United States had at one point. So coming up with these really intricate designs is an issue. You need a journeyman die cutter, like Eric Lawrence, our die cutter, to be able to pull off the Woodstock or the Calavera design. And that person also has to be an artist. And you can't do that with a CNC machine, programming G-code. So we have a real advantage here, and all of our growth this year on the flatware side of the business has come from these affinity patterns that have just taken off. And the Celtic pattern was the most popular one by far, believe it or not. Obviously, it's a very popular thing in the marketplace, and people see it, and they just loved it.
Well, I think they're all beautiful, and that one is a pretty one. I'm bringing it up and looking at it now. It's a beautiful one. There was another one back there. I'm going to kind of get back to it that I would call more traditional, at least in my lifetime, and that would be the Kensington, where it's just got a little floral on it, a little bit of a design. It's kind of typical of what I grew up with, you know, where there's some of the flower and embossing or whatever you want to call that. I'm probably using the wrong words as far as being an artist on that. But that one I would say is typical from at least my parents when I grew up of what they had sitting at the table.
Well, the Kensington pattern is a classic. It's sort of a fleur-de-lis takeoff thing. It's not too over the top in terms of pattern detail. And when we made our trip down to the White House this year for Made in America Week, there was a certain guy who really liked that pattern. So,
a certain guy who really liked that pattern.
Yep. Evidently, he walked by and he pointed it out and he said, "I really like this." So, we were happy to hear that.
If it's the guy I think it is, he's probably a little older than I am, but.
Yes,
his parents might have used the same kind of flatware. You know, when I was a little girl, now this never got completed, but when I was a little girl, my mother's mom, gave my sister and I a piece of silverware, one piece, every year for Christmas. And then it got too expensive and she quit giving it to us. And so I never got a complete set. I think I had 8 or 9 spoons and it had a pattern to it. And when I looked at that when I was getting married, oh my gosh, it was so expensive. We never did that. And then I lost my home in a fire, so I lost all of that. But it was a pattern that kind of reminds me of this, not exactly, but it was called Damask Rose.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm really familiar with that. That's an old Oneida pattern.
Yeah, and so I have kind of a nostalgic love for flatware just because of that. So I had about 8 or 9 spoons before I lost them all when my home burned. But so it's something that I remembered. I remembered that was important to my grandmother, that you have good flatware. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let's go back and talk about some of these other things. We're going to go into a break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the other obstacles you've had to endure and continue to endure, and things that we're kind of looking forward to with this administration is to kind of cleaning up things so American companies can have a fair and easy break. All right? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to open up the phone lines. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you have any question about flatware, give us a call, and I know Greg will be happy to answer your questions. And we're going to talk about tariffs and some of the other things that plague the businesses here in the U.S. 877-895-5410. And Greg and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop Flatware. You can visit their website by just going to libertytabletop.com. That's libertytabletop.com. Or you can go to my website, click on the icon, and go straight to their website. And just look at the things that they have there, the flatware, the different designs. We were talking about some of the designs that we didn't get into, the like earth pattern. I talked a little bit about Betsy Ross, which is one of your patriotic patterns, and sports patterns. There are things there that will match your personality or the personality of your family. You're not going to get by buying made in China. You're not going to get it there because you're not going to have the unique touch that they have there at Liberty Tabletop. And if you order and use the promo code BethAnn, you're going to get 10% off your order. And it's time to get cracking with that because fall is here. And we're going to be setting those tables with Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we'll have things to go to and gifts to buy. And so this is a good time to do a little shopping and get a little 10% off as well. So those patterns, that just kind of came to me when we were on the commercials. Their personalities is what they are. When we talk about the Woodstock or we talk about the harbor, the old harbor, or some of the others that the Celtic The Betsy Ross, when you talk about the patriotic ones, they are a personality. All of the,
they
all of their own.
Are.
Yeah, so
and that's one of the criteria that we use when we develop them. Is it has to be something that people are passionate about. It's part of their identity, and we're giving them something that they can express that identity on their tabletop, and they're buying it up.
You know, when we talked last time, we talked about when you first started the business and how you and your partner realized what was going on with the foreign policies and everything going cheaper and really not as healthy for the consumers. And I think that's an important thing for the consumers to know, that when they buy from overseas, it's not in their best interest. And many of the items, especially something like flatware, something you're going to put on your table and actually put in your mouth, you need to make sure that it's the best quality. And I wanted to just touch on that briefly again today, mainly because of what my son had said when he got his patterns, when he got his flatware and some of the things there. So I wanted to talk about that just briefly, if you could.
Sure. Well, when we first started the company, what we were reacting to was our community that was decimated by the former company basically packing up shop and closing down the factory and moving production overseas. And there were lots of reasons they didn't really want to do that. They were sort of forced by the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could buy finished product cheaper than they could buy the steel to make it with. And obviously, with all their millions of dollars in efforts, they couldn't have a manufacturing cost of zero or negative. So they were either going to go out of business or they had to follow the trend. And, you know, there used to be 2,300 people employed here in the flatware business. It was called the Silver City. And the community was devastated by that. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I wanted to help save the ship. We're 13 years later, glad we did.
Amen.
And we finally figured it out. And one of the big things about Made in America that gets people to sometimes roll their eyeballs is, yeah, I'd love to buy Made in America, but, boy, how much is it going to cost? I can't afford to pay $150 for a pair of blue jeans. So our mantra is we're charging zero premium for Made in America. And the way that we do that is we cut out all the middlemen and we sell direct, pretty much like MyPillow does, however they are in retail stores. We're not in any of the retail stores. Let them mark everything up 90% and make you pay for $100 for something that they bought for $10 or $15. We're happy to have a higher cost, pay our workers a living wage, help our community out, and give you a product that you're going to pay the same for ours as you would in any retail store for a similar quality. There is no Made in America premium. It's all good.
Well, and explain real quick to me, because I think I'm not alone in this, but the 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, why is that important?
Well, there's the cheap stuff, and we don't make that. It's basically a piece of steel formed in a box with very little polishing. They make it out of the cheapest stainless steel, which is 18L, that you can get away with. Mm. And I don't know, a lot of your listeners have probably noticed that after a while, your flatware kind of gets this white you know, sort of discoloration to it. It loses its luster. The nickel content, which is the 10 in the 1810, helps prevent that from happening and gives it a totally different look and feel. It actually helps us in the manufacturing process. It's twice as expensive as the cheap stuff, but it's going to last, and your flatware is going to look great 20, 30 years from now.
Well, and I know that my son wouldn't have bought it. He's one of those that does a lot of research, and he wouldn't have purchased it just because Mom was pushing it, because I know that he did his research or they wouldn't have purchased it from you. So that's a good sign with me that that he did that, because I know he went and researched all that. Now, we wanted to talk about how it has been unfair and what is going on now with the current administration and how they're trying to change things in the trade. We no longer have NAFTA. We don't call it NAFTA anymore. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit, your perspective on that and what you see as a manufacturer yourself.
Well, what we've really endured is 20 or 30 years of increasing globalist mentality in our government. It was increasingly discouraging for us.
Finally
have an administration that really has our backs. They get it. And they're trying to help reestablish manufacturers like ourselves here in the United States. And not only do we have an administration that's starting to wake up, you have a lot of people in Congress that are waking up too. So it's a much needed welcomed revival. Yes,
it's about time.
If you read the report that just came out on our national defense, which is a whole different subject, and how we're now at risk because of our dependence on foreign supply, much of it from China.
Oh yeah,
that is really going to, I think, seal the deal and get majorities in both houses of Congress to join the administration in changing the game.
Yeah, Vice President Pence came out and spoke about a lot of that with China. And
that was an unbelievable speech. I listened to it in its entirety, and he really laid the framework. Everybody in this country should listen to that speech.
And you've got YouTube. There's no reason not to. Maybe we'll try and search that out and grab it and put it on the Facebook page for the show and tweet it out again so people can see it, because it's important. And you were talking about some of the cheating in the email to me, and I wanted to talk about how China does a lot of this cheating.
Sure. China and the people that are importing are going to do everything that they can to avoid what are soon going to be 25% tariffs on items coming into the U.S. And two methods that they will use will be transshipments. In other words, they'll send it from China to Singapore, for example, and then ship it from Singapore to the United States saying that it was made in Singapore. Well, we have a way of catching them doing that. Second thing, and in the Wall Street Journal, they came out with a big article yesterday. I actually spoke to the reporter who wrote it in depth about using different codes. And the title of the article was 18,000 some odd ways to circumvent Trump tariffs. So what they'll do is they'll just take one of the codes that was tariffed. There's two of them in the flatware side, and switch it for something that it really doesn't match what they're importing, and try and slide it in under a different code that really is disingenuous. And we have a way, we have a system that we're putting in place to detect that as well. So it's going to require some vigilance on the part of American manufacturers to sort of defend our position and help the administration and the Federal Trade Commission and Customs to detect the cheaters and turn them in. And the penalties are quite severe. It ranges from 2 times to 4 times the duty, and if you're caught doing it maliciously and intentionally, somebody could go to jail. So it's a very serious matter, and sure somebody's going to try it. I'm sure somebody's going to get caught, and as soon as somebody's made an example of, I think executives here in the United States at least will wake up and encourage their people to not
we've got to all make a commitment together. Mm-hmm. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Greg Owens. I can talk this morning, of Liberty Tabletop. Go to libertytabletop.com. Look at the flatware and look at the dinnerware and look at the cookware. And I want to talk a little bit about how you're offering everything. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda agenda of global governance. America says private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. You can visit their website. Real simple. Go directly there to libertytabletop.com. Or you can go through my website. I've got a link there to their website in a couple of different places. You can click on that. Or you can give them a call at 844-386-2338. Visit the website and look at the patterns. You're going to absolutely love them. One of them is going to be yours. I can guarantee it. One of them is going to be yours because they've got all personalities up there, and they continue to meet that need as they can, as best they can. We have Roger from New Mexico. I want to talk about foreign trade just a little bit. Real quick, Roger, what's on your mind?
I have a real-life experience of wanting it. We're being cheated by China. I'm an engineer. I needed a thread tap. I needed to tap some threads in my motorcycle, so I ordered a metric tap, 10-millimeter metric tap, from a company I used to use in the 80s, MSC, American company. Well, it cost $15 for the tap and $15 for shipping and handling. I got the wrong thread size, so I had to reorder, and somebody suggested, why don't you try eBay? So I went on eBay. I found the same tap for, you won't believe this, $3 free shipping from China.
Was it correct when you got
anything?
It? Was it correct when you got it?
I haven't got it yet.
Oh,
okay. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, well, it'll take a month or so to get it, maybe longer.
Yeah. that really is the crux of our problem. China uses slave labor, and you can blame it on Zbigniew Zbrinsky, who worked for LBJ in the 60s, and he normalized relations with China, so we ship our factories to China. And everybody can make a killing except you and me.
Well, it's like Greg said, this has been going on a very, very, very long time, and it's just breaking the bank here as far as our own companies and manufacturing here. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, it started with Amika's dad. Amika is on Morning Joe, and she's a New World Order criminal as he was. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. You know, Greg, it is kind of like that. And in the clothing line, it's even, you know, you can get this dirt cheap stuff and you walk out and it doesn't stand together very long. And but you can't hardly buy. You cannot buy. I like to wear high heels because I am only a little under five foot two. And you can't buy them made in America. I'm waiting for some manufacturer, some female to start their own business. You know, where's Melania? Come on, let's start one right here, you know, where we could buy our own stilettos right here in the USA. But it is difficult.
I would love to see her or someone else step up to the plate. By the way, I've met her a couple of times. She is absolutely amazing.
She is.
And her ability to speak. And, you know, you can kind of tell the difference between people who just memorized a bunch of talking points and folks who really understand issues and can talk about them. And she certainly has a broad depth of understanding of what she's her initiatives and is able to speak very well.
I haven't met her. I haven't had that privilege, but she strikes me as quite the lady and a very intelligent woman. You don't speak that many languages without being intelligent.
Right.
And so, yeah, I really appreciate her. I like her demeanor, you know. She's just really soft-spoken, yet sometimes she might be scolding, and you know she's scolding you, but she's not yelling, she's not screaming, she's not cursing. She's got a real soft demeanor. I kind of like that. So
you kind of walk out going, okay, I just met the smartest person in the room. So that kind of sums it up.
And I think President Trump might agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at your website today, and I was admiring the dishes and the tableware and the dishes and the flatware and the cookware. And the cookware kind of caught my eye, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, I told you I lost a home in a fire. Now, it's been many years ago, many years ago. But I'll tell you what, when you don't have anything to cook with, and you don't have any dishes, or you've just gotten some that have been, you know, in a pack from people that they're giving you what they no longer use, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not putting that down. It got us through some pretty tough times. But some of the cookware that we were given was pretty thin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't possibly cook in it. You know, we did have to use some of the money that was gifted to us to finally go get some cookware. So the cookware immediately caught my eye. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, this is actually, we partnered with a company by the name of 360. The cookware is all made in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And there are four or five brands of American-made cookware. This is by far the best. It's a waterless system, so you can use less oil while you're cooking. It's much healthier. It keeps the nutrients and the natural juices in the chicken or vegetables or whatever you're cooking. And a lot of people get scared away by looking at a stainless steel pan thinking everything is going to stick to it and it's going to be a mess cleaning up, and they like their nonstick surfaces, which the more you dig into there, your son would like to do some research on that.
Oh, yeah.
The scarier that becomes what is in that stuff and what makes it stick to the pan.
<sad. laughs>
But what I learned when we started looking for a cookware line to add to our Made in America tabletop solution and kitchen solution website was that it all has to do with preheating the pan. You heat it up, you throw a little bit of water on there, a couple drops. When the water starts to bounce around in little balls,
it's ready,
then you're good to go. And you can, if you want to put a little butter or oil in there, you can, but you can literally throw a piece of meat or whatever you're cooking right onto that preheated surface, and cleanup is as easy as it is, in many cases, with a nonstick pan.
Well, I grew up
all the health concerns.
I grew up cooking with cast iron, so
mm-hmm.
I know how to heat that, and I know how it works. And I think that as far as the stickless, you know, we're just lazy. We're just lazy when we cook. And I have a son that was a cook in the Army, and he's all about cookware. I'm going to have to show him this cookware. And he's all about that, but he loves those iron skillets. And he's got a cast iron kettle and got all kinds of stuff that he likes. Or not a kettle, Dutch oven, that he loves to cook with. And so I know he would like this cookware. So that it just caught my eye because I remember a time when I couldn't find anything decent. It was all so thin, you know. It just wasn't made right, and it would warp if you got it too hot. It would warp if you didn't do it just right. So
one of the reasons our cookware is so thick and heavy is because it's a clad design. And people out there might have heard of the brand All-Clad. It's pretty widely distributed in stores. It's a similar thing. I think our quality is quite a bit better than that. But basically what it is it's alternating layers of stainless steel on the outside with aluminum in the middle. And the reason they do that is because stainless steel doesn't deflect the heat, so you'd end up with hot spots wherever the flame was hitting the stainless steel. But when it hits the aluminum layer, it deflects a little bit, heats it up, hits another aluminum layer, deflects it, and then the stainless steel that's next to your food is evenly heated, so you don't have to worry about hot spots.
It's all in how they make it.
Part of the quality that,
and manufacturing. Right. Yes. We are out of time. I sat here and took all your time up. I apologize. I want everyone to go to LibertyTabletop.com. LibertyTabletop.com. They've got everything for your kitchen there, everything in your tabletop. You know, I wanted to talk about the teaspoons because that was kind of near and dear to my heart, too, and the baby spoons that you have. But we'll do that another day. You'll be back in a few weeks, and we'll talk about it then. LibertyTabletop.com, setting the table to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.